WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Celebrations in Israel and Gaza after news Israel and Hamas had agreed to the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. CBS's Haley Ott from Tel Aviv.
Netanyahu is going to meet with his cabinet and government later today. After that government meeting is when a 24-hour clock will begin for Israel to retreat to an agreed line that is still within Gaza. Then a 72-hour period will begin for Hamas, during which it will be required to release all of the hostages.
Israel believes 20 of the remaining 48 are still alive. Among the dead, Udi Gorin's cousin.
First and foremost is to have this moment of acceptance, to have an actual grave, to know where his body lies.
If all goes as planned, CBS News has learned President Trump will visit Israel and Egypt this weekend. This Palestinian man welcomes the deal.
This is something joyful for us, and we thank everyone who contributed to stop the war and bloodshed.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 2025 cranberry harvest in Wisconsin is projected to dominate production for the 31st year in a row. Roughly 250 cranberry growers in the Badger State are expected to produce 65% of the global supply this year.
So we're on a cranberry marsh. I will say in Wisconsin we call them marshes, not bogs.
That's Holly Herline. She's the communications manager for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. At this time of year, cranberry beds are flooded for what's referred to as a wet harvest. Despite popular belief, cranberries don't grow in water.
You do see lots of water here, but that's also unique to harvest. They are not in water all the time. They're grown on like a woody vine in soil.
Only 5% of the annual cranberry crop is sold as fresh berries. That portion is harvested gently to avoid bruising the fruit. Herline said fresh cranberries are only available in the stores from roughly October to November.
You really can only buy fresh berries around that time frame, so we recommend people to stock up. They freeze really well for a year.
Even though Wisconsin produces more cranberries than anyone else, it's still a relatively small crop compared to others in the state. Herline says different growers harvest in different ways, and equipment is mostly constructed by the growers themselves.
They are a very innovative bunch. They are not just farmers. They are engineers and mechanics and scientists and all the things. So very interesting.
The USDA National Agriculture Statistics Services projects the Wisconsin 2025 cranberry harvest to reach 5.3 million barrels. The cranberry industry is valued at just under $1 billion and employs nearly 4,000 people in the state. Wisconsin agriculture as a whole contributes over $116 billion annually to the state economy. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze, and highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. Right now, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning world, it's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's start the second hour of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great one out there. Have your host, James. We're joined by Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. As always, we're going to have some fun this hour, get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We've also got some great stories of the day for you. We'll get into our schedule. Plenty more coming up, but it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You all know what that means. Time for the Pet of the Week with our great friends at the South Waukani Humane Society. Denise is in with us. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
We appreciate you being here. As always, a gigantic shout out to you and your team over there at the Humane Society. And appreciate you not only being in with us today, but you brought in a new friend of ours. We've got a new friend here at the station.
Yeah, he's quite the cat. He's a five-year-old brown tabby named Beef.
He's awesome. I love Beef.
He's fantastic. He immediately, when we ran into you in the hallway over here and everything, Beef was just staring at me. And like, every once in a while, an animal looks at you and you can tell, hey, pet me.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
I came over to pet him right away, but he really loves Laura.
He's, right, because I went right over and I scooped him up because I wanted to pet Beef.
Yeah. Beef is a very sweet, sweet cat.
He's
really
so just snuggly.
Just happy yeah. being held, happy having a little bit of attention.
Yeah, very affectionate and cuddly.
Very calm. A little curious, but not as curious. Beef has something unique happening with his ears.
Yeah, he had spent time outside apparently and got the tips of his ears frostbit. We see it a lot from like working cats or outdoor cats, but he had both ears damaged and they're kind of flattened out. It's an interesting look.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this in the pregame and everything. While I feel for him, and that's horrible to have happen, it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
It does look kind of cool the way it is and everything.
Yeah,
it's unique.
Makes him unique. Very unique.
I would say also, I imagine that this might help cleaning ears and stuff too a little bit.
Yeah.
Just it's
yeah.
a little bit easier getting in there. I have frostbite in the tips of my fingers and my toes. And as soon as you said that, my empathy just went to a full extent on that one.
Painful.
Anybody knows it is. Anybody knows what that's like. All that said, this cat is so sweet and so kind.
So
he just wants love. That it's so rare that you don't see a lot of curiosity or wiggling around. He's happy just to lay on you.
Beef is, and you mentioned 5 years old?
Yep, 5 years old.
So it's not only housebroken and all those things, but I would say human broken. Like,
yes.
You know, understands human beings pretty
he
well.
He does, yeah, I think so.
I don't think we think about that often, especially, you know, a lot of the time when we're talking about animals or thinking about them, younger animals don't always have the reps in with human beings.
True.
And reading them and understanding them well.
Yeah.
You see this more with dog puppies than you do kittens and
right.
cats, but it still happens with them and stuff as well. With Beef, are there? He has all of his shots and
yep. He's neutered, microchipped. He's ready to go.
Oh, good. Good to hear. Good to hear. And how long has he been at the shelter?
I want to say 2 weeks. Not
okay.
very long.
Okay. All right. Well, we definitely want to get him to a new home, and his new best friends are waiting for him out there somewhere, probably. If you don't mind, Denise, I did want to put on the list as well, just an honorable mention here, Axel.
Yes.
Axel is a spayed mixed breed. He's medium up to about 44 pounds, somewhere around there. If you go to the Humane Society's website, swchs.com, you will see an amazing shot of Axel and an action shot. It's really cool here.
And Axel's a cool dog.
He really is.
Yeah.
And Axel's also been there for 622 days.
Yep. Yeah. And Axel, right now, we are very fortunate to have Brett from ABC Training, Dog Training. I'm working with Axel to figure out better ways how we can get her adopted because she's little and she's been there a while. She's a good dog, really good, full of life, and she's just had some trauma in her past, but we're working through that right now. She's an amazing, lovable dog.
Yeah, and it just needs a good home.
Right.
Just waiting for that perfect home out there. And you know, I if you've noticed this, when I bring up animals, everybody, it's these animals that have been there for way too long.
Yeah,
and
it's not a place for animals, especially long term.
Yeah. Every animal under the sun is empathetic and it needs human interaction.
Absolutely.
And this is something that we've done as human beings and you know, domesticating these things. So I think that it's on us to certainly, I'm not saying that everybody has to adopt an animal, but I think that if you are able to, please look into it and please look into your local humane societies first and foremost with those animals.
Absolutely.
I almost guarantee you're going to find the right animal for your family that way than you will any other way.
Absolutely. Just stop in and we will pair you with the right animal.
It might even be Beef.
It might be. Where's the Beef? It's right here.
He's right here.
He does talk a lot too. He likes to be chatty.
Well, he's not chatty today.
No. He looks so happy right now. They look so happy, so content. As far as the shop, how are things going over there? I know that I drove past the other day. day, and it looks great over there. I hadn't seen it in a while. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it's looking good. We're getting gutters put up, and then the painting. Once the painting's done, that everything will match, because we have about 3 or 4 different colors around the building with the construction, but it is almost done completely.
Went up to Appleton with my parents this weekend, and on the way back, and there and back, and so we went past the shop, and both times my mom was just like really loving the way it was looking, and then getting panicked about the dog not being there.
Oh, I imagine you've heard this from so many people. Yes, we need to get that dog back up. Every day we hear, like, yes, it's going up. We just got to wait till the painting and everything's done. Then he'll go up.
I imagine that you and the staff might be a little tired hearing it. But
no.
I would imagine you are not, too, though, because it's such a good sign.
It is. And people count on seeing that dog. They're used to it. He's like a staple in the community. So we have to be responsible and put him back up.
I can't believe I did what I just did there. I was trying to mean like a good sign is, and a good sign from people that they're paying attention.
Yes.
But it's also literally a good sign.
It's
a bonus.
I like that, yes.
Are there anything that we can help out with? Anything in particular that are needed items over at the shop?
Just the usual cat litter, wet food for kittens. We still have probably 6 kittens in-house. The puppies are all gone, but cat litter and wet kitten food are big needs right now.
Anytime you can help out with those items, especially if you're picking them up for your furry friend, you can grab an extra can or something like that. It's greatly appreciated, and it goes so much farther than we can really put in the words.
It does. It's amazing. We could not do it.
We are looking forward to next Thursday already and another Pet of the Week. We'll look forward to that, and we are not looking forward to letting Beef go, though. We are not letting...
Yeah.
If we could have a studio cat,
have an office cat, it would be Beef.
It would be Beef.
He would be a good one.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Would be a good one. It would be the best one.
That name fits so well. It's such a good name for him. It's a great cat right there. Find out more about Beef. Find your new best friend over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Keep in mind, you can reach them at their website, swchs.com, or email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can also find them on Facebook, direct message them that way. It's a great way to do so. Also a great way to share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And that beautiful building we're talking about is located at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. Big thank you to Beef and Denise for joining us today. Appreciate you all. Say hi to the staff for us, Denise.
Will do. Thanks for having us.
We'll be back with more show coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor, at 715-421-0958.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Todd Albaugh.
If you're a Windows 10 user, tune in next time as we'll talk about the potential end for support. And we're giving away tickets to No Packers, No Life, the new Packers movie, next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. Right now, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Big thank you to Denise and Beef.
And
for,
Beef.
For joining us. Be here every Thursday for our Southwood County Humane Society Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
And of course, find out more about Beef and all of his friends over at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Man, do we appreciate our friends over there. Such amazing people, Denise and the gang. We really do appreciate them. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. And 79-year-old Dolly Parton wants to assure fans that she is not dying.
Yes. Whew. We had a scare there, didn't we?
Her sister Frida asked for prayers recently, and Dolly posted a video from the set of an upcoming Grand Ole Opry commercial, and this got people talking and worrying.
Right.
And understandably so.
Well, yeah, because her younger sister basically posted that Dolly's not feeling great and that they're looking for some prayers from her fans.
I think her sister, and not just...
She meant well.
Yes, yeah. And I think that, you know, like a lot of the time... So, you know, especially in the early days of social media, like MySpace and that, we all knew that one person that would go online, going to go away for a little while, or something,
right.
Something, you know, very loose. And, you know, they were just basically looking for people to kind of, like, you know, ask follow-up questions or whatever and stuff. That type of person, I think, for every time they might have been doing it, you know, with those intentions, there were people that actually did that and they just were posting, just like, you know, didn't really think of the how this would be interpreted. So how often when you post something, do you think about, oh, I wonder how people are going to read this? I wonder how people are going to interpret this. You don't usually do
every
that.
Every time, because I'm a monster.
Well, some people don't really do that. Some people are just, I just want people to be updated on Dolly, and I want people to understand that I don't think she thought that, oh, this is going to bring this kind of fallout from it and everything. Quote, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, and I appreciate your prayers because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers for anything and everything, but I want you to know that I'm okay. When my husband Carl passed away, I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taken care of. There are just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you know that I was okay. Yeah. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working. So I love you, and I love you for caring, and keep praying for me.
Oh, that's great.
She's not just one of the best lyricists of all time.
Love Dolly.
She's so well-spoken, and I get
She's just good with words.
Yes, yeah. Well,
and also, she's great. She's great.
Yeah.
Like, she's kept herself out of billionaire status by continuing to donate millions and millions of dollars to kids in this country. And that's why we love her the way that we do. And so, yeah, we had some feelings when we thought she might be sick. It's very cool of her to acknowledge that and be who we know she is.
A rep
about it.
Yeah. A rep for Dolly added that she's fine and it's just waiting for a procedure for kidney stones.
Oh, okay.
Which, dear God, do I relate to?
Yeah, been there, done that.
Dolly's sister Frida also gave an update saying that she didn't mean to scare fans and just was concerned for her big sister for being under the weather.
Yeah.
Quote, thank you for lifting her up. Your love truly makes a difference. I don't know how much this exists with celebrities, and I know how much it's going forward. But I appreciate the older celebrities and older, you know, artists and everything that have this way of kind of like it feels like she was writing a letter to literally every one of her fans. And she kind of was with social media. That is kind of what social media is. But it seems like it was like an actual personal letter that she hand wrote to everybody.
She really wanted to thank everyone who said a prayer for her.
And not just her, but her sister sounded like that too.
Yeah.
And I like these, I don't want to say unpolished, but this approach to social media of kind of like this, I just talk this way.
It's raw.
So I just,
It just is.
It brings a genuineness to it that I don't see a lot of in this world anymore.
One of the things we love about Dolly, isn't it?
It's also pretty impressive in some ways too, because it's what I was saying before about I type something and I think I'm saying this and with this tone, but other people are going to read it with a different tone mm-hmm. or something because there's no inflection, there's no human, you
right, because it's just words.
Yeah, that they can do this and you still get that empathy from mm-hmm. you still get that understanding from it. That's just good writing too.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just really
yep.
Now there's something to that. A great
sure.
story. And good to hear.
Very good to hear.
Very, very appreciative. The Hollywood Reporter did a piece recently on Kevin Costner and the way his reputation has deteriorated in Hollywood.
Okay.
And it includes a story about Kevin starting physical fights with co-star Wes Bentley on the set of Yellowstone.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And this wasn't apparently the only physical fight that he was in, not only on Yellowstone, but at Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, and a couple of other situations. It turns out that whoever's been talking about Kevin Costner for decades, saying that this was the kind of person he was, that turns out that person was right.
Wild. Would you like me to pat you on your back, or are you going to do it yourself?
I've done it enough. I've done it enough, and I got these weird arms. I can do it myself.
Come on, guys.
But this isn't
we know.
Can we get for one? I appreciate the joke and I appreciate what you're doing there very much. But I do want to take a moment to be,
yeah.
especially to the sports writing world and to sports people out there, sports talking heads, all that. But to mm-hmm. everybody, you don't have to tell us you were right about something. We already know. We heard yep. you say it. This need to pat yourself on the back. I was right. I called right. that. I'm so sick and tired of that. And I'm not going to do that on this.
But we're covering entertainment. And by the way, hey, Kevin Costner still sucks.
And he always has. He's been this way.
That's just kind of who he
is. How bad of a on the set of Field of Dreams, how bad of a person do you got to be starting fights?
Field of Dreams, Kevin.
And I bring this up in part because he is such a prime example to me of this job is a privilege, not a birthright.
Yeah.
There's a billion actors out there.
Yeah.
That deserve, that would treat people well. That
even
would treat
in
people
his
right.
age range, yeah. there are actors out there that could get a start in a role that Kevin has been taking.
It's not just that he doesn't have the talent to back up this attitude, because nobody really does, but he certainly isn't talented enough to be acting like this, but it's also the fact that you don't appreciate what you have. I don't appreciate anybody that doesn't appreciate what they have. Yes, yes.
It's the entitlement. He believes that he is entitled to have a perfect experience for him and no one else.
This isn't just people just talking out of the side of their mouth or anything like that. There's actual police reports. There's some mm-hmm. There's some actual detail and actual fact reporting here on this one.
Not a fan.
Sources say Kevin was trying to get Wes to improvise a scene that was not an improvised scene, and he was basically trying to direct,
taking over the director
and stuff. Taylor Sheridan, the show's creator and everything, they also got into it a couple of times themselves, but that has been noted already.
Right. Again, he was trying to direct.
Costner apparently lunged at Bentley, threw a couple of fists that didn't land. No surprise there.
For the love of
Pete. Yeah. And again, this was all in the first season. So we don't even know the other stuff that has come up since then and why he
ended up leaving.
Yes. And now a lot of this is starting to make a lot more sense.
Yeah. No, if you need a guy for a one-off.
This was the beginning of people.
No sequels.
Yeah.
Fine.
I said that when the show first premiered. I'm like, don't get used to him. He doesn't last long at these places because people get fed up with his diva-like mentality and mm-hmm. approach. And this is going back to even before Field of Dreams, the way that this guy has been.
Yep.
And it's, if he walked in this room right now, not only would I say all of this right to his face, but I don't know Kevin Costner. I don't act like I don't dislike him as a mm-hmm. human being. I don't know him as a human being.
No, but
what I dislike is somebody who does not appreciate what they have and treats other people like trash mm-hmm. or treats his fan base like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Rolling Stone article he did when Waterworld came out and the way he treated people about that and how he blamed others for not being successful. And by that, I mean, like people, like fans,
right.
not like
no.
producers
Read
or the director.
It now and note that those are all personality traits he's been exhibiting for some time.
Yeah, this is who this guy's always been. And
yep.
being in the public eye, all of these things, they are not a birthright. You don't mm-hmm. deserve, you don't just mm-hmm. get this and everything. Thought this was... So another quick story here. Special guests for the Rock and Roll induction ceremony have been announced. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the initial lineup of special guests for the 2025 induction ceremony.
Cool.
Names include Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Sir Elton John, Beck, Brandi Carlile, David Letterman, Flea, Iggy Pop, Killer Mike, Maxwell, Missy Elliott, Questlove, Teddy Swims, and 21 Pilots. There's no word who will be presenting for who or whatever, or who will be performing what, but this year's inductees include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes.
Oh, cool. Okay. Sure.
I think we could see some pairings going on here already.
I could make some guesses, but yeah.
Man, I'd love to see Iggy Pop doing something with Soundgarden or the White Stripes. Like, I'd love to see something like that.
I don't think there's a bad answer, honestly.
No, any combinations, but how about Iggy Pop doing the twist? Like, doing
that's kind of what I was thinking.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun as heck.
That'd be pretty cool. As much as I'd like to see Olivia Rodrigo or Doja Cat or a modern artist doing the twist song or something like that, I think that'd be interesting.
That worries me. Because Chubby Checker's The Twist is... Don't touch it. Just
You don't have to remix this one.
No,
yeah.
Please don't remix it.
That's a good point.
It's great. Don't touch it.
Yeah, you don't have to mess with this one. It's fine on its own. I also love the idea of them doing like... And they usually do kind of a wrap-up.
Yeah.
And bring everybody out to, you know, perform a certain song or whatever. Everybody comes out to do The Twist.
Yeah.
Every one of those people I just mentioned and everything.
Everyone just comes on out.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I think that'd be pretty cool. Did have a couple of notes that I wanted to mention before we wrap up our entertainment section. One of those is letting everybody know that our WFHR newsletter, we're going to have a new edition for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the lookout for it. Should be there sometime this afternoon.
It's true.
We encourage you to head on over there, sign up for the newsletter. Some excellent reporting and stories and articles in there. If you care about this area, you want to sign up for that newsletter, everybody. It is your one-stop shop for all information regarding the Central Wisconsin area. Get on over there, check that out, and of course sign up for the newsletter and get us those recipes.
That's right.
We want your recipes to help us celebrate our 85th anniversary. We're putting together a cookbook. Haven't done this in 30-some years, and we're bringing it back.
Yeah, we are. And it won't be the same without your recipes. So you can email them at info@wfhr.com. You can stop in, and we can make a copy of your grandma's note card. Or you can text us a picture using the Civic Media app.
I just imagine those note cards my mom has of my both my grandmothers and everything. That's such a great note. And we want those, everybody. It won't be a complete thing without all of our community involved in this. And keep in mind, if you submit a recipe and it gets into the cookbook, you get a free copy of the cookbook.
It's true. You do.
A free book.
Ah!
It's awesome. Get on over there. Sign on up. Also, keep in mind, we are going to be wrapping up submissions pretty soon here.
Yeah, we are.
So you want to get that in there now. Don't wait around. And don't overthink it. You know?
Don't overthink it.
I know.
You already know which recipe you want to submit. And if you don't, submit them both.
Yeah, I think it was Terry, and I know my mom has said this a number of times. They're overthinking it. Just, you know, get a good recipe in there.
Submit them both. We'll take them both.
Yeah, go for that. There you go. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who already has put in submitted recipes. We greatly appreciate that. Keep those coming, everybody. A couple of other quick notes. We wanted to make sure that everybody knows that our office may have abbreviated hours today due to Pam being out and about. I believe that she is trying out for the Milwaukee Bucks. Pam plays point guard around here, so it just makes sense.
It does.
At least that's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
But naturally, that's what she would be doing.
What else would she be doing?
Yeah, it just makes perfect logical sense. She's not enjoying her free time or, you know, catching up on phone calls and errands or anything like that.
I guess she could be doing that. Yeah, okay.
No,
so
she's
either trying out for the Milwaukee Bucks or she's doing some of those things.
I mean, she's got time.
Whatever it is, she ain't here. Nope. And we're happy for her about that.
Boy, aren't we. But that means that the door is not going to be able to be unlocked, and we're not going to have people in and out as much today because Pam is not around.
So if you wanted to stop by or if you need something from here or anything like that, it's a good idea to call our front desk first, 715-424-1300.
That's the one.
We appreciate y'all doing that, everybody. And also, keep in mind, all you nonprofit groups out there, if you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event, we want to hear about it.
Yeah,
let us know so we can let our audience know.
We want to get the word out, so you get that to us. Mm-hmm. Again, info@wfhr.com. Or when Pam is here, you can call her at the same phone number.
And Laura was able to look at that backwards, like upside down. Kind
I
of
have
like.
Also read it four times over the last
too.
2 days
so
during my voice tracking.
I was trying to give you a little credit, though.
Thanks. I've memorized it.
We'll also have trick-or-treat times for our local communities later this month. Be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. We'll share all of it during that time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. For now, we'll take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. When we come back, what would a nutritionist order for you or recommend that you order from Mickey D's, from McDonald's?
I don't want to eat it.
It's all coming up on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The primary elections are about 10 months away, and fundraising is already underway. Joanne Krulatz reports on Republican gubernatorial fundraising.
A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $1 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Showman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.
A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is closing this month and being demolished. Jimmy Cuska has the story.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently on October 20th. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge, which was built 94 years ago, has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour south.
The Nakusa High School Student Council is hosting a blood drive next week. It'll be Wednesday, October 15th from 1 to 6 p.m. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2007, co-hosts of The View, Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, came to blows on the set. Can't believe I missed that. The skirmish was over an argument about the Iraq War. O'Donnell recently appeared on the Ricky Lee, Tim, and Joel podcast and said she feels like the producer set the whole thing up. O'Donnell came to this conclusion when she realized there was a split screen being used for the whole episode. O'Donnell left the show shortly after. Hasselbeck stayed on until 2013. I Play Rocky is a new film about the making of the film Rocky. The Peter Farrelly-directed movie is currently in production and has announced that Matt Dillon will play Frank Stallone Sr., Sylvester Stallone's father in real life. The film will tell the story of Sylvester Stallone's struggles as an actor until he wrote Rocky and stuck to his guns while fighting for the chance to play the title character in his own script. Rocky went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1977. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
During Medicare's open enrollment,
it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. Right now, it's 51.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Couple of werewolves of Rapids. That's that doesn't work the same. Doesn't that was the B cut. That was the B cut. Didn't do as well.
Okay.
There wasn't a big radio hit. But
sure.
Warren Zevon would come back around with Werewolves of
I thought
of
it
London,
was my fault. I don't look werewolfy.
No, not at all. Not at all. I am definitely the hairy one.
I wasn't even saying that. I don't know. That's not a vibe I put out there.
When you're going to McDonald's, I don't think that a lot of people, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but I don't think a lot of people think of, I'm looking for a healthy food. I'm going to go to McDonald's. It's changed a little bit over the years.
Once upon a time, they had salads.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't.
There was that stretch there where all fast food places were trying
to
have salads and stuff, and then we kind of, that just stopped.
And then we all realized, no, we're at McDonald's.
And they kind of leaned into what they're good at and
exactly.
What they're known for, really.
Like, if we want a salad, we'll get one from a salad place. McDonald's.
Exactly. So, which in a way kind of worked out because more businesses were created because
just
for that market and
everything. Just give me my McNugs
and
a salty flipped burger, please, and thank you.
According to Business Insider, 85% of Americans eat at McDonald's at least once a year. 85%. That's incredible.
How often?
Once a year. At least once a year.
Only once a year?
Well,
that was the line?
Yeah, that was the line, at least.
Okay.
So that was the floor for it. But
sure.
But
85% of people, though, go to McDonald's.
That's a big number. That's something. While nutritionists say not to make McDonald's part of your regular routine, there are ways to enjoy it in occasion.
Sure.
Here are the healthiest menu items you can order at McDonald's, according to nutritionists.
I stand by this. I don't want to eat the food a nutritionist ordered me from McDonald's.
The straw. I'm joking.
Right?
That's the end of the list. End of the list.
No, enjoy this cup of ice.
Yeah. So, apple slices. They only have 15 calories, 4 grams of carbs.
Yeah, it's apples.
It's apples. I mean,
go get an apple.
Here we go. Egg McMuffin. It has
but that's just egg and bread, right? Mm-hmm.
It has 310 calories, 17 grams of protein, 13 grams of fat, and 30 grams of carbs.
Tell you what, splurge, get the sausage and egg McMuffin with cheese.
Mm.
Next.
Yeah. Good catch by you, though. Egg. I didn't even think about that. Egg McMuffin, it wasn't egg sausage.
No, nope.
You're right. Yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah,
just
yeah.
Egg and bread, guys.
Yeah. A McCrispy. Fried chicken isn't ideal, but it only has 470 calories, and it comes with 26 grams of protein.
I don't mind the McCrispies, actually, but I like the McCrispies with stuff all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just a piece of chicken on bread.
Hamburger. And just hamburger.
Oh.
It has a healthier nutritional makeup compared to their other burgers. And the key words here are compared to. Basically, it's just the smallest burger they offer compared to their other.
And so they're saying, yeah, single patty, no cheese. Of course, it's the healthier option. But who wants a McDonald's
hamburger, single patty, no cheese.
I think you might have already, you know, ran this point home, but if you're gonna
I'm not your diet culture person. It's not gonna be me.
No. And I appreciate that. That's part of why I wanted to bring this one up with you and everything, because I think that while I hear what you're saying,
I think there's value in splurging.
From my perspective, I also think that you have a very healthy balance with food, where you eat good, you make sure your girls eat good, but you're gonna have some fun with food too sometimes.
I love food.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way to live. I love the way that food tastes, and so I am not going to less when I don't have to. I'm sorry, I would rather be a little bit fatter and have two patties and a piece of cheese.
Agreed. I think that's a healthy way to live.
Thanks, nutritionist at McDonald's.
I also think it's hilarious, the idea of somebody walking into a McDonald's and trying to do this so hard and everything. I can't imagine.
I'm sorry. If that's what you want to do, I'm sorry that's where you're at in life. Yeah. And I can't wait to talk to you once you get out of it.
Couple of more items. The McCafe Americano.
Black coffee.
Yeah. Enjoy your caffeine fix with 0 grams of sugar, basically.
Right, because it's black coffee.
If you're already going to go, you just, I can't imagine going there and then sticking to all this list. Even an Egg McMuffin. Give me some bacon on that thing, man. Give me
anything.
Yeah.
No, not even any cheese on that Egg McMuffin. That's just egg.
And if I wasn't clear enough before.
I'm sorry. Clearly, I have feelings.
the hamburger, we're not even talking pickles or ketchup and mustard.
No, they're just talking a single patty.
Yeah, I don't even know if this includes the bun. I'm not sure.
No, it includes the bun.
Does it? Okay, it's got it, right?
It may include the condiments, but it doesn't include cheese.
And finally, and I cannot stress enough, finally, because this is it, end of list, as far as items that a nutritionist would suggest to you.
Okay, so five things?
Six, technically.
But sure,
yeah, you're
okay.
Right. Vanilla cone. It is 5
just
grams.
Just a plain vanilla
just
ice
Just plain
cone.
Vanilla cone. It has 5 grams
that
of protein.
Is so sad.
15% of your daily calcium.
Read it down really quick as if it is one person's order from McDonald's for me.
Hey, can I get some apple slices, an Egg McMuffin, a McCrispy, a hamburger, a McCafe Americano, and you know what? Throw in a vanilla cone.
Yeah, that's a meal.
That is a meal. It's a boring meal.
It's so sad.
It feels so vanilla.
There's no soul. McDonald's food doesn't exactly have soul. Let's get that out of the way. But what little soul it had left, gone. In all of those items.
What is your go-to?
Except maybe the McCrispy.
What is your go-to item? And does it include anything on this list? 715-424-2600. Or, of course, you can call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Yeah, no, my things are not on the list. I like the spicy McCrispy, but that's got, it's got a mayonnaise-based sauce and stuff on it. I also really like a Big Mac. I like that the Big Mac sauce. I'm a Big Mac person, but extra pickles.
Right on.
I also like double cheeseburgers.
I mean, I also, I'm with you on this one. Those are good. I don't know if I have a go-to order, but I have a go-to order at any fast food burger place. It's always the same.
It's a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's always the same. So it really doesn't
matter.
James wants
the cheeseburger that comes with bacon. And if it doesn't come with bacon, put bacon on it because that's what he wants.
That's, and we're done. We're good. Give me
and
some fries. And I'm good. That's all. So I get
it's the only potato he eats.
I don't really have any, a go-to thing at any particular restaurant necessarily.
No, because you have a go-to thing that for all restaurants.
Kind of have it already written in. kind of already have it written in. One other one I wanted to touch on here. Google posted the top 5 is it rude questions we've been Googling and thrown into the Googler machine. And
sure.
One of them has to do with another trending search, Gen Z stare.
What?
Videos are all over TikTok right now about this Gen Z stare. The claim is Gen Zers are bad at real life interactions and that they can't do the small talk thing.
Yeah, but that's just not true.
Not at all. It's part of the reason I wanted to talk about this.
Okay,
You ask a simple question or say hi and it's like a deer in headlights, according to these TikTokers.
Sure.
Quote unquote, staring made Google's list of the top 5 is it rude questions, but in a more general sense, here they are. Is it rude to refuse a gift? Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors? Is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not the wedding? Is it rude to stare at someone? And is it rude to go into a restaurant an hour before close? These are the biggest is it rude questions we're asking.
Okay.
If you're like me out there, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Asking well, some of those questions are valid. Like those are valid.
I think the whole wearing sunglasses indoors thing is just fun. I think that's just a fun question.
And I don't think it's rude, but like it's not recommended.
Yeah, yeah. And as a side note, you're not nearly as cool as you think you are.
No.
If that's what you're going for, at least.
To be fair, because there are people in town who might have seen me out and about with sunglasses on. I had a migraine that day, okay?
Well, and then
I still had to be an adult.
There's the glasses. I mean, my eyes, I've talked about this, are light sensitive, so mm-hmm. I've had to wear sunglasses all my whole life and stuff. I've never had to really wear them indoors.
Lights are not good when you've got a migraine, and I'm going to wear sunglasses indoors. I don't care if you think it's rude.
Anybody who has ever had a migraine understands exactly what the evil of fluorescent lights, how that can be. So going through these questions, is it rude to refuse a gift? That's a good one. That's a good question.
In this one, there's variables that I need to know, right? Like, from who? Was it legitimately just a bad gift, or did they give you something you already have? But there's kind of always the option to re-gift it. Just make sure you note who you got it from so you do not re-gift it to the original gifter.
There's those situations, too, where you don't feel like, oh, no, you didn't need to do anything. Please, I don't need a gift. Or you shouldn't have done that.
Don't do that. They've already gotten you a gift. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. They've already gotten you a gift. Stop it.
As somebody who has been on, like many of you out there,
have I'm saying it to you.
It's a point noted. Noted. I'm writing it down. Because I've been on both sides of this, and mm-hmm. I've been guilty of both parts of this. Mm-hmm. And it's something I'm learning and getting better about. Somebody's trying to do something nice for you, let them do it. Because mm-hmm. if you were on the other end of that, you'd want them to receive
exactly.
it. So it's important to learn. And I think, too, one of the things to pick up on with this one is where we're going with the Gen Z stare thing and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've worked with so many people in mm-hmm. this generation, and I have never heard of anything like this.
No.
I've never had a problem interacting with them, never seen them have trouble making small talk.
No.
I don't know where that's coming from.
No, it's coming. You remember when we were kids? You remember when I was a kid? Shoot. You remember all of the things people would say that millennials were guilty of when we were in our 20s?
Yeah.
Hey, newsflash. One, most of that wasn't happening. And two, we were in our 20s. Give us a break, man. We're learning how to adult.
Well, and true. Very true point.
That's kind of that process. That's what your 20s are about.
I would say for us Gen Xers, it was a lot of angst and laziness and a lot of those things.
Right.
Meanwhile, look at what my generation's doing right now.
Right.
Tell me
at mine.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both putting a heck of a lot into this world,
yeah.
and in particular in this country.
Yeah.
It seems like pretty okay. I do.
Our generations are currently the workforce.
I feel like if you're asking the Googler, is it rude to stare? Or I feel
you
like
already
you
know
your
the answer.
Answer. I feel like you have.
You
it.
Know the answer.
I feel like it's there.
Yeah. Avert your eyes. You know the answer.
We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning show right here, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on a Maine ballot initiative pushing restrictions on voter ID and mail-in voting. Then mysteriously, on September 30th, 250 unmarked absentee ballots from Ellsworth, Maine showed up in an Amazon package 40 miles away. The plot thickens. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows announced that both Maine authorities and the FBI were investigating. Ellsworth's town clerk received two boxes of mail ballots September 30th and notified the Secretary of State's Election Division that one box was missing 250 unmarked mail-in ballots and that the box's security tape had been altered. 40 miles away, a Newburgh, Maine resident reported receiving an Amazon package which included her order and the missing 250 ballots. The resident brought the ballots to the Newburgh town clerk, who notified the Elections Division at 8 a.m. October 1st. But that day, pictures of the resident's beat-up and retaped Amazon box surfaced on social media, with messages decrying Maine's election integrity. The conservative Maine Wire news blog quoted the resident as saying, "I am greatly concerned for our state and its voting requirements." GOP legislators seized on the missing ballots as proof that question one should be passed. Secretary of State Bellows remarked, "To any bad actor involved, you will be caught and you will be punished." We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Smile. Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
we can't read a poker face,
deep cuts,
it's the way it goes when you're a part of it,
and some authentic cringe.
This is how you remind.
From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. It's 53 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Lauren James taking you to the top of the hour. Coming up, nothing but great civic media programming for you throughout the day. Be sure to join us for that. Great stuff going on, and some great stuff going on in our community, Laura and I wanted to touch on. Just a quick reminder to everybody about our schedule and what's going on here today. For today, our office may have abbreviated hours due to Pam being out of the office. Mm-hmm. If someone needs to come in, might be best for you to call first, 715-424-1300.
Yeah, there's a good chance that no one will answer because no one is here, so please don't just drop by.
Yeah, we don't want to waste your time or anything like that. So keep that in mind, everybody. And of course, we'll be back to normal hours tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great Rapids report lined up for us. As long as I got her here, I want to thank our producer of this show and scheduler of this show, and Laura, and the great work you've been doing since taking it over. It's been a little bit of a tough gig to go from what we were doing to go into the podcast form, but you've handled this so well and appreciate it.
I had a vision and now we're executing it and it feels pretty good. I really like what we're doing with the show, and I really like that y'all seem to be listening, so that's very cool.
We continue our vision with the show going forward with Anna Mitchell joining us today, Regional Natural Resource Educator, UW-Madison Extension. Mm-hmm. Appreciate her being with us. And in part two, Kenny Voss and Brent and Tom and Reverend Beth will be with us.
Very cool.
All cast members and the director of Rumors, the variety production show coming up that we're going to be talking about.
Very cool.
Looking forward to that. All thanks to our friends at Crockett Septic. Big shout out to Crockett Septic, sponsor of that show. We appreciate the gang over there. Great stuff on your radio dial over here at WFHR and our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. 5:50 tonight, Cooley Christian Providence coming to Nakusa, boys soccer. Mike and Laura are going to have this one for you over 105.5. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here on WFHR at 6:30, Wisconsin men's hockey versus the U.S. team, under 18 team.
Mm-hmm.
Always a great experience for all of these young men to get a lot of scouts at these games. And you get to see some of the young American team, while also seeing some of your Badgers, who've got some pretty darn good young American players themselves.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey.
That's all that you need to care about is hockey. And we'll be talking about it on Playmakers on Friday. But good stuff on both of our radio stations today. Got a lot of good sports on the dial. Great one going on today. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. It is wrapping up this weekend, everybody.
It's true.
So this is the last Thursday of the year that you will have a chance.
Two more left.
Mm-hmm. This Thursday and this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Already over there. Got everything set up. Go check it out along the beautiful Wisconsin River. It's a nice day out for it. I think Saturday is supposed to be pretty nice, too. Get on down there and check this out. And especially if you haven't been to a farmers market in a while. There was a lot going on. Everybody, check that out. Encourage you to do so. Again, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. Two more of these left this Thursday, today, and then this Saturday, 8 to 1, over along the Wisconsin River, 220 First Avenue South.
Yeah.
And And our good friends at Focus and Neighborhood Meals have their meals available for people in need. Meals are served on Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room will open about 4:15. You can probably get there around 4-ish, and you'll be seated shortly after. Yeah. All meals are healthy and nutritious, usually consisting of meat, starch, vegetables, fruit, and desserts. And a big thank you, of course, as we like to always mention, Sparhawk Trucking. They do not advertise with us, but we still mention them because they do some amazing good in this community.
Yeah, and Focus is right there out of their building, out of the goodness of their hearts.
I really appreciate them for that. If you have questions, you can give them a call at 715-422-1980, 422-1980. Laura, got some other great stuff going on in town.
I do. The Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church's community book sale is taking place starting today and tomorrow and then on Saturday. So today and tomorrow from 8:30 to 6 p.m., you can head on over there and buy some books. And then on Saturday, they're having their big bag sale. That is from 8:30 to 1 p.m. It is $2 for a bag, and you can just cram as many books in there as you like. So head on over to 310 First Avenue South at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church today, tomorrow, or Saturday for the community book sale. And don't forget that 100% of profits go to the Mid-State Technical College scholarships for non-traditional students. And the Playhouse Theater Group presents Seussical Jr. at the Spash Theater in Stevens Point tonight at 7 p.m., tomorrow at 7 p.m., and then Saturday at 1 and 7 p.m. This will include an American Sign Language interpreter, closed captioning, and sensory-friendly options. You can check out more about this and reserve your tickets at playhousepresents.com for the Playhouse Theater Group's Seussical Jr. And last, but certainly not least, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Golden Anniversary Variety Show is on Saturday at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org, and I would like to tell you that I will be part of a group doing it. We are going to be, there's going to be three of the radio gals that you know and love already that will be doing a little skit together for this variety show, and you're not going to want to miss it. So go to wrctheater.org to get your tickets and see us on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
And, of course, experience the magic of Willie Nelson with Willie and Family Live. Yeah. It's going on tonight, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Willie and Family Live is more than just a tribute. It's an immersive experience that delves into the life and stories of the redheaded stranger. Grab your cowboy boots, get that cowboy hat on, and have yourself a darn good time enjoying Willie and Family Live, a tribute spectacular. A shout out to Michael Moore and the great work he's doing with this one. Of course, all of the people at the Performing Arts Center and Sally and the gang over at the Savor the Arts. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. Be sure to head on over there, get those tickets, and enjoy an amazing show that is coming right here to town. You don't even gotta travel out of town for it or anything.
No, it's right here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Check out that show and support our great friends over there at the Arts Council.
Yeah, you should.
Wanted to send a big shout out to Denise and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society for joining us today.
And Beef.
Big time thank you to Beef.
I don't think he's going to be there for long. Beef is so sweet and snuggly and handsome. Go meet Beef if you're in the market for a cat.
Appreciate them joining us. Be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have our WFHR newsletter. We've got a new edition that's going to be premiering this afternoon sometime.
Yeah, and if you haven't already signed up for it, you can do that at WFHR.com.
While you're there, get us your recipes, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you should do that.
Get it into us so you don't even have to worry about it. You got it taken care of. Yeah. And if the recipe gets into the book, you get a free copy of the book.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Part of what we're doing to celebrate our 85th anniversary is releasing another cookbook. We haven't done one of those in a couple of decades, so it's about that time. You can submit your recipes by emailing info@WFHR.com, by calling Pam Not Today at 715-424-1300, or you can send us a picture of your grandma's recipe card through the Civic Media app.
However you got to get it to us, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has already submitted recipes. We appreciate you doing that.
We really do. And I hope you enjoy your free cookbook that you get for that.
A woman in Missouri was sick in bed for a week, but she's feeling much better after she got out of bed and was able to get to the gas station. Just thought, I'll get a soda and a lottery ticket. What the heck, you know? And,
sure.
And got $100,000.
Congratulations.
Wow. Two women from Germany went on a safari in Africa and surprised their driver by bringing him along. He's from South Africa, but said he'd never been on a tour before.
Oh, cool.
He was planning to wait for them in the parking lot until they told him they brought him along.
How cool.
And the video is awesome with
this. That's awesome. Because isn't that how it is, though? Wherever you live, you've never gotten to be a tourist. Letting your guard down and being a tourist, oh, that's cool.
I had a friend growing up that ended up moving to this area that was from the Dells. And every time we'd ask him about the Dells, he's like, I don't know. Yeah. He never went to anything down there.
No.
Yeah.
That's tourist stuff. Like that. I live here.
It's such great video. And you can almost, like, you're watching the video and everything. And you're like, oh, these people are friends. They're going to be friends for the life.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Employees at Lowe's in Virginia are celebrating after they got their cat back this week. Francine, the cat, has been living at a Lowe's in Richmond since 2017, and customers love her. We're actually going to have more on this story one of our good stories of the day a little bit later. I just wanted to do a little more homework on that one, but
sure,
wanted to throw
that's
it out
great.
There. It's a pretty cool story. A
little teaser.
In other animal news, a pet monkey named Ava got loose in a rural South Carolina last week, and two city officials managed to catch her by offering her some coffee.
You know what? Girl after my own heart.
The town clerk and local mayor found her hanging off the back of a parked SUV, and they had a cup of coffee with them. So they took the lid off and put it on the ground just to see if this would work. Hoping it would work and everything. It did. Turns out this monkey loves coffee.
This monkey is really into coffee.
She did, and she's now back home with her owner safe and sound. And I have to show you this. They took a picture of the monkey hanging. So whatever you're imagining,
I wouldn't be giving that monkey coffee.
It's pretty much what you'd imagine. If I saw this out of the corner of my eye, we've seen a lot of things hanging off of people's vehicles. That's an interesting one. That's not a stuffed animal. That's a real monkey.
Yeah.
That's a real monkey there that apparently loves coffee. I wonder if it likes it black or decaf or, you know, pumpkin spice.
I don't know that it's going to be picky.
Probably not.
Grounds.
Great show today, Laura.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Still some hurdles after the approval of phase one of the Gaza peace plan, which would move Israeli troops to a designated line and free the remaining hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Haley Ott in Tel Aviv.
This is the first phase of that 20-point peace plan that the White House put out alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about 10 days ago. And there are still some more difficult elements of that proposal to be hammered out, like how Hamas will disarm, whether it will agree to step back from Palestinian politics, and who will govern Gaza.
The White House is planning for a weekend visit to the region for President Trump. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the plan means food, water, and other supplies can get into Gaza.
For Israelis and Palestinians alike, this deal offers a glimmer of relief. And that glimmer must become the dawn of peace, the beginning of the end of this devastating